Stargazers, rejoice. November is a good month to keep your head tilted toward the heavens, provided it isn't raining cats and dogs. Not only will Vancouver skywatchers have the opportunity to see the peaks of two meteor showers this month, but they can also watch a full lunar eclipse and the tail end of a third meteor shower. The Orinid meteor shower kicked off on September 26 and will continue through November 22. The medium-strength shower peaked from October 20 to October 21, producing roughly 10 to 20 shooting stars. In exceptional years, they may produce up to 50 to 75 per hour. The Northern Torrid meteor shower kicks off as early as October 13 and carries on through to roughly December 2. It will peak around November 12 to November 13. In a previous interview, Jennifer McDonald, an astronomer at the H.R. McMillan Space Center, told Vancouver is awesome that although the shower's meteors have a slower rate, about 5 of them appear each hour, they are made of a heavier material, which increases the possibility of fireballs a bit. This might also be a big year for the Northern Torrids. The AMS notes that there seems to be a 7-year periodicity with these fireballs. 2008 and 2015 both produced remarkable fireball activity. 2022 may be the next opportunity. Sadly, the moon will be about 88% full at the shower's peak, which could make it more difficult to observe. What is a fireball? The American Meteorological Society describes a fireball as a very bright meteor that is about the same brightness as the planet Venus in the morning or evening sky. Additionally, some people report seeing vivid colors because the brightness is great enough to fall well within the range of human color vision. Some of them even report hearing sonic booms and electrophonic sounds, albeit very rarely. In order to view the Torrid shower, skywatchers should search for the constellation Taurus, said McDonald. Look for Orion's belt and then go northeast and look for the bright red star, Aldebaran. The Orinid shower is visible anywhere on Earth and is considered a medium-strength shower. Space.com notes that, if you find the shape of Orion, the Hunter, the meteor shower's radiant, or point of origin, will be near Orion's sword, slightly north of his left shoulder, the star Betelgeuse. That said, the meteors originating in the shower's radiant will have shorter tails and therefore it is best to look slightly away from it. Leonid meteor shower in Vancouver skies. Following the total lunar eclipse and the peak of the Northern Torrids, Vancouverites will have an opportunity to catch the finale of another meteor shower in the city, the Leonids. The Leonid meteor shower kicks off on November 3 and carries through December 2 and is popular for producing 5 meteor storms over the past 200 years. While one of those isn't forecasted for 2022, there may be good displays of up to 100 shooting stars per hour, according to the American Meteorological Society. The Leonids are also popular for producing bright meteors with a high percentage of persistent trains. You can catch the peak of the shower on November 17 to November 18. Fall Meteor Shower 2022 Hunting Tips in Metro Vancouver. To fully enjoy the spectacle, here are a few tips for meteor hunting. If possible, head away from city lights, which make it hard to see fainter meteors. To increase your chances of seeing shooting stars, set out in search of dark skies in the countryside. If you need to use a flashlight, place a red filter over the bulb, a red balloon will do in a bind. White light is very blinding and may affect your night vision. Dress warmly. It is still a good idea to bring warm, even winter, clothes. Sit back and relax on a reclining chair or lie down on a blanket. Not only is it much more comfortable to observe the stars lying down, but you'll also see more that way. Pack a thermos of hot chocolate or coffee, it will come in handy if you start to drift off or get a little chilly. Be patient. It might take a while before you see your first shooting star. Don't be quick to give up. It's worth the wait. Find out how to view the rare Beaver Moon total lunar eclipse.